nobility in life is knowing the Lord and walking in His way. The most glorious pursuit of mankind is walking in God's image and likeness. It is our utmost desire that you will be richly blessed as you listen to this message from Living Scroll Ministry, aka Eat the Bible Network. For more life-transforming messages, please visit www.livingscrollministry.com.
Praise the Lord. We all welcome in Jesus' name to Tongues once again, first edition in 2018. What I want to talk to us is, let's open to Hebrews 11. It's faith. Faith. We started a series since November, right? That was November.
Yes, sir.
Started a series in November on a topic that we are so familiar with, faith. Hebrews 11, are we there? So I'm going to read the whole, might not read everything, we can just stop somewhere and then just jump. Are we there? Read your version of the Bible. Let's go. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtain a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying to his gift. And by it he, being dead, yet speaketh. By faith Enoch translated that he should not see death, and was not found, because God had translated him. For before his translation he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. By faith Noah, being warned of God of things not yet seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world, and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. By faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing where he went. By faith he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which has foundation, whose builder and maker is God. Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed, and was delivered of a male child past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore sprang there even of one, and him as good as dead, so many are the stars of the sky in multitude, and are the sand which is by the seashore innumerable. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from where they came up, they might have had opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country, that is an heavenly. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared for them a city. By faith, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, and he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said that in Isaac shall your seed be called, accounting that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from where also he received him in a figure. By faith Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. By faith Jacob, when he was dying, blessed both the sons of Joseph, and worshipped, leaning upon the top of his staff. By faith, when Joseph died, made mention of the departing of the children of Israel, and gave commandment concerning his bones. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his period, because they saw he was a proper child, and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called a son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasure of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt. For he had respect unto the recompense of reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured, as seeing him who is invisible. Through faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he be destroyed, the firstborn should touch them. By faith they passed through the sea, as by dry land, which the Egyptians are saying to do were drawn. By faith the wall of Jericho fell down, after they were compassed about 7 days. By faith the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not, when she had received the spies with patience. And what shall I more say? For the time will fail me to tell of Gideon, and of Barak, and of Samson, and of Jephthah, of David also, and Samuel, and of the prophet, who through faith subdued kingdom, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouth of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weaknesses were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead raised to life again, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others had trials of cruel mocking and scourges, yea, moreover of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, were tempted, were slain with a sword. They wandered about in sheepskin and goatskin, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in desert, in mountains, in dens and caves of the earth. This all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise. God, having provided something better things for us, that they without us should not be made, there is no greater emphasis that can be given again. Is it by faith? Every one of them, is it by faith? By faith. By faith. Is it by faith? By faith. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, please don't be shocked if I drop this statement. You see, the presence of God is not enough. All of us are looking for presence. God's presence is not enough. How do I know that? You see, one day the disciples were on the water, and they had finished having a very mighty crusade, feed 5,000, how many thousands of, and Jesus said they should cross over to the other side. They were rolling, they were going. Then they said the sea was turbulent, and Jesus was now appeared and was walking on the water. Right? That's Luke 22. Jesus was there, and he told Peter to come. Peter said, if you see, you bid me to come. Then he started walking. You see, Jesus was there. This was Jesus. His presence was there. Peter said, come. If you are there, let me come. And he started going. Praise the Lord. How many of us remember that account? Yes. Then let's go and read it. I want to drop that statement before we read. I said, the presence of God is what? Yes. It's not enough. Far, far not enough. I won't go into the story of the garden. God's presence was there. It's Matthew 14. You know the story. I won't read everything. Jesus says you come. But look at verse 30. Are we there? Matthew 14, 30. Are we there? He said, but when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid and beginning to sink. He cried, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O you of little faith, why did you doubt? And when they were coming to the ship, the wind ceased, and they that were in the ship came and worshipped him, saying, of a truth, you are the Son of God. You know, Jesus told him, okay. So he told him to come. So Jesus was there. That was complete presence. And he told Jesus that asked him to be coming. So that word that Jesus spoke should sustain him to come. But while he was going, you know, the Bible says in Hebrews 4 that the word spoken did not profit them, because he did not meet with faith. That the word spoken, who spoke? Whose word? But it did not profit them. They had the word. He said, but the word did not meet. So he was coming. Then all of a sudden he saw the wind and everything. He started doubting. Jesus was there standing. He began sinking. And he now cried out, save me. Then Jesus now caught him and said, oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt? The presence was there, but he was sinking. He was sinking. Jesus, you could have a sweet fellowship. Jesus come, maybe three angels visited you. But when you step out of that place, if you drop your faith, you will sink. The Bible says, by faith, there is no other way you stand. He said, by faith, stand. That's why I make sure I read Hebrews 11. Every one of them, number one, number two, number three, number four, as you were listed, and they were saying what? Something was holding them by what? By faith. By what? By faith. By what?
By faith.
By faith. One by one. One by one. Is it by faith? Praise the Lord. Now, the other example I want to give us. Praise the Lord. Go to Luke chapter 22. That scripture I say we should open. Luke 22. Oh, beautiful. Before we come to this Luke 22, you can open it, put your hand there. We're going to go to Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8. How did we are we saved? No, they say by what?
By
grace, Abby. I won't come to that aspect yet. So how are we say it's not by grace? No, it didn't stop there. That's half truth. That truth is incomplete. He said by grace. Are we there? Ephesians 2:8.
Yes, sir.
He said it's not grace, right? It's by the grace of God, by the grace of God. It doesn't stop there. God must meet with man, and then there will be resolve. Praise the Lord. I say God must meet with man, then there will be resolve. The Holy Ghost met with Mary, and then the Son of God came out. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You see, can you see how the supernatural God in human nature came out? The Holy Ghost met with Mary, and then the Holy Ghost, God must meet with man. So he said, by grace you are saved. Through what? What grace does is simple. He comes to draw faith inside of you, because that is what will get you saved. You must be. You see what grace does? He says the gift of what? Faith. So what the grace of God does, the grace of his unmerited favor around us, what he comes to do is that he comes to draw faith inside of you. Praise the Lord. So that's to make us understand grace in perspective. Something must rise out of you, you know, to appropriate what God has provided. Grace. No, that grace helps faith to rise. What grace come and nothing is rising? You will not get it. Praise the Lord. It's simple, it's plain. The Bible is the message of faith from Genesis to Revelation. Men must rise up in faith and appropriate things from God and draw things from God. Of course, Adam failed because of faithlessness. They didn't even have faith because of the contention and the battle of faith. You know, maybe they were too young. Maybe I don't know whether the time was short, but it's their fault, because you can't blame God. So that they got carried away and they did not build, because you are supposed to resist the evil one by faith. Bible says, contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints by faith. Jesus overcame the devil by the word of faith, by faith. So he said, by grace you are saved. Through what? Is that established? Is that established? Now, let's go back to our Luke chapter 22, verse 31. Luke chapter 22, verse 31. And the Lord said, are we all there? Let's read it together, 31, 32. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for you, that what? That your faith, what? Fail not. And when you are converted, strengthen your brother. Peter did not see. Jesus has seen it. This is Peter that he was setting as the point man to lead the rest of the team. But he has seen it. He said, Satan had desire to sift you. Of course, this is Jesus. This is the Son of God. This is all power. He knows everything. All of this. He could have just prayed and thought, no. Something must rise up from inside of faith to sit, Peter, to resist what was coming from outside. He said, what was the prayer he prayed for Peter? That your faith should not fail. If your faith failed, you are gone. No, look at it so that you can put it in perspective. Maybe Jesus had prayed for him now, so like that he can just go and start, throwing hands and legs anyhow. The prayer that Jesus prayed, you know, he knew what he was praying. Didn't you pray anyhow? Father, save Peter. Father, save him. This and that. And of course, that is it. But he went down to the process how it's been done. Save him and all of those things. When this time comes, so that I will not follow. Pray that his faith will rise up. So the same thing goes for you. He said, I have prayed for you that your faith should not fail you. If you read further, if you go to, is it 2 Corinthians now, where Paul said that by faith you stand. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
He said, by faith what? He said, it's by faith that you what? That you will stand. And that's how we read the whole of Hebrews 11, by faith. By faith. By faith. And we also have seen that even salvation is by what?
Faith.
The grace aspect is that what grace does. What did I say grace does? It draws the gift of faith inside of you. Faith. Is that faith that saves you? He said, by grace you are saved. Through what? This is the process, faith. Through faith. So the grace of God helps you and all of those things. Okay, mercy and all of those things, all of them put together, it drops faith inside. But if that faith is not there, you will not be saved. God will not bypass protocol. If Peter's faith has failed, he is gone. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So look at Romans 1. Romans 1, 17. We'll read from verse 16 and 17. Are we there? We say, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto what? Salvation. To everyone that what? That believe. To the Jew first and also to the Gentile. You know, we're in force here and I force on every house.
But this one is not to everyone. It is to the people that believe, to people that have faith in their heart. It is the power, but it is unto everyone that believes. What the next verse? He said, for in the therein the gospel is the righteousness of God revealed from what? From faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. You see, the righteousness of God is that when you say you unbundle something, you open up something. You see, and it goes on the will of from faith to what? Can you see the wheels behind it? To unbundle God's righteousness. You know, his fullness is passing, you know, who God and all of those things. You see, it goes from faith to what? It goes in the frequency of the movement of faith. It goes from faith to what? To faith. You see, the righteous in the gospel, inside the gospel, the content of the gospel is so rich. But what opens the content of the gospel, it goes by what? From what?
Faith.
From faith to what? To faith. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So this is where we are. And this is where we stand. This is where life is plain. Plain. There are no limitations. There are no hindrances. You see, the spirit realm is open. It's just like a bird that flies. The spirit realm is like this, our open sky. You know, you can move as high as you want to. And then bring things into your own life on earth. Yeah. So it's in our hands. Some of us, I had a lot of us saying, from entrepreneur to architect to this. And you see, faith commands movement on earth. And when Jesus' teaching was so simple, he listed the so many things that can move. They can move at the instance of faith. Things can move. All this one they are saying there is no job in. And that's why I told that depending on the whose report you want to believe. Say there is no job in Nigeria. There are no this in this country. There are no. I never believed those things for once when I was leaving school. I don't believe them. I take what I believe from the Bible, from the scriptures. I don't take trend analysis, current event. Not what the eye see. The Bible says we look not at at the things that are seen, but we are looking at things that are not seen. So we are speaking from the perspective of things that are not seen to men. That's where we speak from. We look not at things that are seen. In the light, they said 20,000 people came for interview, 2 million people for interview, almost 500 people died. I don't know. He said, these are not the things we look at. We look not at things that are seen, but we look at the things that are not seen, the things that are not visible to the human eyes. For the things that are seen are temporal, the things that are not seen are eternal. So we look at those things and we speak from that, from those things. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So this is not real. This is reality. This is flesh and blood truth. This is flesh and blood truth. So while people are saying this and that, take your understanding from God, speak faith, believe the word, believe God, and then speak from that realm and from that perspective. From that perspective, if you have a vision in your heart, God has put vision in your heart. It depends. All these people we are seeing that their vision have grown those days. They were small boys, but they saw things and they pursued it with vigor and with strength. And this is where they are today. All of the fathers that we look at them today. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So you go as far as you can go. As I say, the spirit realm is open. How you can navigate, look at, I say the best, they can just keep moving as much as their strength can carry them. And that's how life is. So I want to implore us. You know, faith is not that thing in your head. The faith is real. When you see a trailer coming and you are still standing, that is faith. Yeah, I have faith and all of those things. No. When a trailer is coming and you are standing and the trailer is coming, you are still standing. That is faith. So sometimes what we call faith is presumption. It's not faith. Sometimes what we think is faith, that we have faith, is not faith. That is why we must compass the Holy Ghost, you know, where you lay siege on the Spirit. It can brew things in our hearts, you know. Faith commands the movement of things on earth. Things move, the earth moves at the wheels of faith. You know why? Because Jesus listed the things that can move with faith. Abi, he listed it. He said the mountains can move, right? He spoke about the mountains. He spoke about the trees. He spoke about literal things that are immovable. He said faith can move them. Then what about the things that are in your destiny? They are too small to be moved. The things that pertain to your life and your destiny, they are too small to be moved. He went and looked, he said, look at this mountain. He said, the mountain will move. He said, the fig tree will move. It will move at the instance of faith. So men and brethren, we are just, a lot of us are making noise. So. We are making noise and we are not moving. They ask you now, where are you now? I'm on my way to Lagos. Okay, after some time they call you now, where are you now? I've gotten from Akure to Ife. You after some time they call you now, you say you have got into Ikire, Abi, close to Ibadan. They call you now again, you say you are in Ibadan. Meanwhile, you are still on the same spot. That is what we call presumption. Negative, you are just generating activity, you know. And you are not moving. Praise the Lord. So please and please, I want to implore this year. That's why it's taking time to keep speaking on this thing. You have to build your faith. You have to consciously build your faith. The Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith grows. He said from faith to faith, it unbundles God. Faith. That's what Romans 1:17 says. He said the God's righteousness is revealed from faith to what? From faith. As you take a movement in faith, this thing begins to open more. He said dimensions of God start opening. Depths, even the things, even your destiny start unfolding and unveiling more. What? Faith. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
All right. Any question? You have any question? Okay. In the absence of none, let's just pray a bit. Because you're going to preach tomorrow. But in the light and in the context of what we have just had, can you just take the next 5 minutes? Let's just talk to our Father. Let's just talk to Him. Faith is real. It's real. It cannot be more emphasized than the way the scripture has emphasized. The whole Hebrews 11 is dedicated to what? Faith. It has 40 verses. Even the chapter that was dedicated to love, it has how many verses? It has 13 verses. And not even all the 13, no, it's not all the 13 verses that even spoke about love. Maybe about the first seven verses. But this one, the whole of Hebrews chapter 11, from 1 to 4, all of them, it gave an entire sum of how men can get it done and accomplished. He said it is by faith. The bloom of faith must appear in the heart. Peter, I have prayed for you that your faith faileth not. That your faith faileth not. Faith is pure. Faith is purity. Faith is purity. Faith makes us see beyond what the flesh dangles. You see beyond what lust can offer. And then we'll start walking in purity and love. Faith! Faith makes you see the giver. And you become a giver. You see beyond greed, the allure of greed. You know, greed to have his own sweetness. You know, they call it the pleasure of sin. Sin have his own pleasure. Greed. But you will see beyond greed, you see the giver. God ever eager and willing to give. You become a giver. Faith. 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 I told us about faith. Faith. You see? Faith is only conscious about God. He only sees God. He's only conscious about God and unconscious to his environment. That was what happened to Peter. You know, it was just, that's why I say the Bible says we should fix our gaze on who? On Jesus. We should just be looking at Jesus. The Bible says, beholding us in a glass, the glory of the Lord will have been changed. He said, faith is only conscious. He's only God. So how did Peter see the storm when it was coming? And then Jesus now rebuked him. He said, doubt, unbelief. And faith just sees God. You look at this nation, Nigeria, you are seeing God. And you now begin to speak from that frequency. It's only conscious. So one will carry the consciousness of other things. Those are red lines of doubt and unbelief. Of unbelief. Red lines of unbelief. When fear begins to strike our hearts. Fear. You know, you can gauge the fear and the dosage, the thermometer of faith in our hearts. Some of us here now, if you say this night now, okay, something happened. You go walk to some, and you need to walk through a burial ground. Some of us here will not go. Praise the Lord. That you need to job, maybe this night, only you walk through a burial ground. Praise the Lord. And yet, after that, you will not go. But the next morning, you start quoting, he that is in me is greater than he that is in the world. You know, I'm a tongue talking. I'm Holy Ghost and Spirit filled, tongue talking, devil chasing. He said, the spirits are subject to you. As we're passing through the burial ground, maybe one spirit now. Maybe one devil enter, he said, I mistakenly wake up. He said, that spirit is subject to you. He said, rejoice not because the spirit, they are subject to you. You don't know that they are your subject. You command them. He said, heal the sick, cast out devils. But yet you are afraid of them. How can you not make impact in the kingdom? If you are passing through a territory and the only place, there's no place for you to sleep. Just like there was no place to give birth to Jesus, but just in a manger. That the only place for you to sleep is on a burial ground. You can't sleep there. So what will happen? What will come? He said, he'll give his angels charge over you to keep. You know, there are things we say, but we don't believe them. He said, he'll give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. You know? Yes. Is it not Elisha that told the servant Gehazi? He said, they didn't mention the name of the servant. He just told the servant. He said, they that are with us are more than they that are with them. He said, God opened his eyes. He saw the whole place filled with chariots, horses of chariots round about Elisha. Oh, you can't see those chariots round about you. You can't see it right about you.
You are waiting. Look at unbelief. You are waiting till when one angel will appear to you and open your eye and you start seeing. That's another level of unbelief. The word of God says that you are coming to what? Mount Zion. The city of the living God. To what? Innumerable company of angels. Angels that cannot be numbered. They circle you right now as you are sitting. As you are walking the day, you are circled by innumerable company of angels. You are waiting till they open. Elisha was not seeing them physically. He just said, this young man is troubling me. God, just open his eye. Let him see them. What Elisha said, let unbelief see. But Jesus said, blessed are they that have not seen, but they believe. That was the realm that Elisha was walking on. He was not seeing them literally, but he knew they are there. But this guy was disturbing him. He said, okay, open unbelief's eyes so that unbelief can see. Jesus said, if you don't see, you will not believe. That's unbelief. We are talking about faith. How was Paul living? Paul said, the life that I now live, how do I live it? I live by what? By the faith of what? Of the Son of God. That's how I live. I live by the faith. You see, the faith that was inside Jesus. I am tapping that faith every day and I'm using it to live. He said, the faith of the Son of God. He said, the very faith that was inside Jesus, the faith that Jesus carried inside. He said, every day I connect to that faith, I tap for that faith and I use it to live my life. Faith! I said, God, the presence of God is not enough. Prayer is not enough. Prayer that does not lead to faith inside. Prayer that does not stimulate faith. That does not stimulate faith is prayerless praying. After prayer, after all said and done, faith must rise in the heart. Faith must rise. By faith you stand. Peter, I have prayed for you that your faith faileth not. The question that is a begging for answer. What if the faith of Peter has failed? That's the end. When in Genesis chapter 3, when faith broke down, we are here today, Adam and Eve. When the devil came and began to tempt them, when their faith broke down, they couldn't see beyond that tree. I said, faith is only conscious of God. If faith was in the heart, they will not see that tree. They will be seeing God. And they will be seeing the word that they had from God. You shall not eat this tree. That's faith. Jesus was hungry. But he said, bread, he was not seeing bread. He said, I have another food to eat. My food is to do the will of him that sent me. He was seeing God. And that was what he was eating. Those were the things they could not eat in the garden and were here. And all of us are here today. Faith. Faith. What did Jude say? Jude, what did he say? He said, contend for the faith that was once delivered. Faith was once delivered unto the saints. He said, when I make diligent heed to write to you about the common salvation. He said, I do not use. What did he say? He said, oh, let me read it. He said, contend for the faith. He said, fight. Fight for the faith that was once delivered unto the saints. Paul said, fight the good fight of faith. Fight. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life. That's 1 Timothy. Then 2 Timothy said, I have fought the good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. I kept the faith. I have kept it. If you joke with this thing, you are toying with your life. You are toying. Emotion does not move God. Faith moves God. Emotion doesn't move him. Tears does not move God. It's faith, only faith. Faith that moves God. Faith. He said, according to your tears. What did Jesus say? After the woman has cried, he said, according to your tears, be it unto you. According to your faith habit. According to your faith habit. Jesus was distributing things according to faith. Only some very few instances he just moved by unilateral mercy and then he gave. When there was no faith, he just went ahead and gave. But that was not sustain. That was not a sustaining stuff. He just had, that's what you call handout. That handout cannot sustain you in life. But faith can sustain your truth. Jesus will not carry you for the next 20 years by handout. After I give you handout one or two times, he expects that handout to provoke faith inside of you. Then faith will carry you. So you can't live on handout. You must live on faith. By faith, we stand. By faith, we stand. By faith. Father, we thank you. Thank you. We thank you. We thank you, our Father, in the name of Jesus. We bless you. Say, hallowed be your name, Father. I read it. Jude 1:3. Beloved, he said, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. Paul said, I have fought the good fight. What was that fight? That's 2 Corinthians. He said, I have fought the good fight. I have finished my course. I, Paul, I have kept the faith. I have kept the faith. The life which I live now, I live by the faith of the Son of God. I said, faith generates movement. Faith, things will just start moving. The things of destiny. Things that pertain to your life, faith will start just moving things. Move things. When there is no wife, faith will just move wife. It will move wife into your life. It will move husband inside. It will move children inside. It will move resources. You just start moving things inside. Faith. Faith. Father, we thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Say, whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is a victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. What does that mean? Do you want to use to overcome the world? What does that mean? What does that mean? Faith! 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 Whatsoever is born of God. Listen to me. Praise the Lord. Praise the God. You know the beauty of you. You know I told you that grace. You know the first fruit of grace is faith. First fruit. The first thing that grace does is faith. I say it's to drop faith inside of man. Right? Before any other thing, that's the foundation. The first fruit of grace is what? Is faith. Ephesians 2:8. By grace you are saved through what? Faith. That's the first fruit of grace. It draws faith inside. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, when Jesus was going, that was in that's Luke 18:8. He said, when the Son of Man come, is he going to find faith on earth? Can you see the big question and the big burden in his heart? He said, I tell you, okay, when he gave a parable that the unjust man that will not wake up in the night or something, one parable there. But verse 8, he said, but when the Son of Man come, will he find faith on earth? Can you see? Then what I'm going to say now, that scripture that I say, whatsoever is born of God. Do you know something? Anything that is born of God will carry the faith of God there. He said, the Bible says, by faith the universe was created what? By the word of Abi? By the word of God. I say, by faith the elders obtained a good report. And we have established in our meetings that the first elder to use faith is who? Is God, right? God was the first elder to use faith in the Bible. You know, and that is the makeup, that's who God is. He said, the things created were not created from things that existed before. God just called them forth by faith. So that's God's nature. So whatsoever is born of God will carry that same faith. That's it. Whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. How does he overcome the world? It is born with that faith. is as his whatsoever is born of God is born with faith within, and that faith is the victory that overcomes the world. So get it in perspective. Whatsoever is born of God, no, it's not just doesn't. Whatsoever is born of God carries what inside? Yes, it carries that God's divine nature inside, which is called faith, and that faith is the victory that crushes and crushes the entire world. That is what will have crushed Satan in Genesis chapter 3, but it was not there. It was not existed in their hearts. This is the victory that overcometh the world, even what? Our faith. So whatsoever is born of God is to carry God's faith inside. That faith is called the faith of the Son of God. That's why Paul said, I live by that faith every day. And through that faith, I get victory day by day. Praise the Lord. Amen. So this is a serious issue. If you have not been taking the issue of faith seriously before, go and take it serious. Praise the Lord. Amen. You see this script, this thing that I gave Femi one now, you know, in fact, these are accumulated all the faith scriptures in the gospel. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and all of those other ones that Jesus made, all of them, there are so plenty. Sit down with it and you are eating it. You know, wake up in the middle of the night, you are looking at it. As you are everywhere, as you are walking in the office, you call up and you are looking at it. Because you must stimulate faith inside. Inside, you are just eating those things. Another one I did now, I'm going to print it out. All the healing of Jesus Christ, all of them. All the healing in the gospel, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. As I was reading, this our study, this our second half-year study now, you know. As I was going through it, all the healings, all of them, I accumulated, I've just been looking at it. The Bible says, beholding as a what? Your eyes must be feasting on certain things. It said, beholding. That is how it happens. I'm just looking at it, you know. Looking at it, something will now begin to rise inside. You're not going to notice a swelling. A swelling. Praise the Lord. So I'm just giving an example. Take messages, take books like that, you know. Read testimony. Don't joke. Testimonies. You can get a lot of things online. What do you do online? Online, you can read testimonies of what like that. So read testimonies of, you know, you now see what God does. Testimonies of compassion, of miraculous healing, of you just be eating all those material. Before you know, you've just feel yourself unconsciously. You are being steady and moving that direction. You know, moving that direction. But you must engage your heart. You must engage yourself. You can't just be living business as usual. Just carry by, you know, like that. So you must consciously, deliberately be building your faith, faith to faith. Faith must keep growing. It must keep just growing. So that, you see, this thing called fear, you come down. One day I'm going to teach us about some. You see, there are things in order that you can have an encounter with God, but there are things inside that can be stronger than that encounter. Is there? In fact, Jacob is a classic example. You know, you can have an encounter, but there are things inside of you that will be stronger than that encounter. So this is why we must build inside. Build inside. You see, I won't have time to tell you the story of Jacob. You know, God repeatedly met him when he was going to. There was a point God met him, and God even changed his name, Israel, to Israel. And then God told, you know, in that experience, God was trying, I'll teach us now, I just want to give us a bit. Esau was coming. And God was trying to make him, to meet Esau as a prince. Give him repeated example. But the fear of Esau in the heart of Jacob was stronger than the encounter he was having. God gave him repeated encounters. And as he was getting closer, but when he saw Esau, he still worshipped Esau. He bowed down seven times. The fear of Esau. He divided those people. In John, all of his things that said, no man will hurt you, I will be with all of those things God was telling him. The fear of Esau was stronger than the encounters he was having. Esau, Jacob. Praise the Lord. You see, so the same thing I'm giving us, there are things in our heart that are stronger. As we build faith, those things will begin to crumble. As our faith begins to rise, certain things will begin to come down. Praise the Lord. Can you bless the Lord? I'm just thanking. We are done for tonight. Just use the next 2 minutes to just appreciate him. So tomorrow I'm going to have extensive time to pray. My time will stand up around 4 a.m. to 4 p.m. So you have 12 hours to flow in the spirit, flow in the word, pray on your own. Thank you. Our Father, we thank you. In Jesus' name.
For more life transforming messages, please visit www.livingscrollministry.com.
ask for the nations to. Just ask Him tonight to put a nation on your heart.